In this bulletin, Donald Trump and Joe Biden locked in a tight contest to secure the US presidency. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide passes 46.8 million. And in sport, Queensland stuns New South Wales with an 18-14 win in the state of origin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. United States President Donald Trump is vowing to ask the Supreme Court to weigh in on the inconclusive presidential election after appearing before supporters at the White House and calling the process a major fraud.
Frankly, we did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list.
But there's no evidence of foul play. There are still hundreds of thousands of votes to be counted, and the outcome is still unclear in key states. David C. Barker is a professor of government and director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies. He says he's expecting legal challenges and recounts.
From a small D democracy point of view, haggling this out and through the courts and all for several weeks is about the worst possible outcome that we could have imagined, because half of the country, one way or the other, is going to believe that they were cheated out of this thing.
The two candidates are locked in a tight contest to secure the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the presidency. Georgia offers 16 Electoral College votes, and in one county, officials said a software problem interfered with the way thousands of mailed absentee ballots were scanned. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says he's happy that voters have responded favourably to using their ballot marking devices.
They found it easy to use, appreciated the security of a paper ballot, and liked seeing their ballots tabulated by the scanner. This election puts to rest the debates inflamed by those in our state, or not in our state, who have looked to sow doubt about our systems, and those who have wrongly claimed there's a lack of access to voting. Elections matter. We want to make sure the law is very clear and we follow the state law, and we don't believe that judges should legislate.
Some of those ballots will now go through a process known as adjudication, where a three-person panel, including representatives of both major parties, try to determine the voter's intent. Presidential Democratic candidate Joe Biden's campaign manager and senior advisor have held a virtual briefing to outline the path forward for vote counting. Over 135 million votes have been counted so far, and campaign manager Jen O'Malley Dillon says she believes they're on a clear path to victory.
We have already won Wisconsin. Joe Biden is winning by roughly 21,000 votes. And there are only a few votes outstanding. We're only seeing two counties, Pierce and Richland, and they have just a few numbers of precincts outstanding there, which account for around 5,000 votes. So Trump would need four times that to overtake our lead. We believe that this state can be called this morning for the vice president. In Nevada, we expect to win this race. We are already in the lead.
The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide has surpassed 46.8 million, and the death toll exceeds 1.2 million. The World Health Organization figures show the number of COVID-19 cases in the Americas made up nearly half of the global total to reach nearly 20.1 million. Europe and Southeast Asia reported more than 11.53 million and 9.35 million cases, respectively. Russia also announced a record daily number of new cases, just short of 20,000, with 389 new deaths. Results from late-stage trials of the University of Oxford's COVID-19 vaccine could be in by the end of the year, but it's unclear if the vaccine would be rolled out before Christmas. The chief trial investigator, Andrew Pollard, says he's optimistic about the timeframe. He says if the vaccine is found to work, the data from the trials would have to be carefully reviewed by regulators and then a political decision made on who should get the vaccine. And the Australian government has signed two more vaccine agreements, giving Australia access to four potential vaccines. Under the new deals, Australia will get 40 million doses of the vaccine being developed by biotechnology company Novavax and 10 million doses of the vaccine being produced jointly by Pfizer and BioNTech. And in sport, a young Queensland side has pulled off a State of Origin miracle, coming from behind to claim an 18-14 win over New South Wales. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. A morning shower or two in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, showers and 17. Wollongong, showers and windy, 18. Sydney, showers and 20. Newcastle, showers becoming windy, 22. Brisbane, a possible storm, 33. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.